When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm here with Deandra Simmons from The Real Housewives of Dallas, also known as Deandra Conda from this week's episode. Deandra, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Danny. I'm so glad to be here with you.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but today is your birthday, right?
Today is my actual birthday, and I decided to spend it with you.
I'm honored. Thank you, and happy birthday. How I got to talk about this episode. I just watched this episode and it was truly like it was a really great episode, but there was so much going on. I want to start with sort of the Mama D of it all. Yes. Can you explain in the episode, she claims that you took the Simmons name to get ahead. Why did that make you so upset? And can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, because this is something that, in fact, Cameron had explained it very well in her interview, if you saw that. It is something that has been rumored by different people in Dallas for years and years. And when I changed my name, I believe I was 18 years old and I didn't really know the kind of the power of that name in Dallas, because at 18, I was chasing boys. I was kind of a rebel. I was thinking about going to college and leaving home. And the only reason I did it was because my father, if you have also seen, he was an alcoholic. He had a serious illness and we had been estranged for probably, I moved in and out of the house. I ran away from home twice, believe it or not. Wow. I moved in his house twice. And I think the last time I moved out of his house, I was 15 and I moved back in with my mom and my stepfather. And I didn't talk to him. I didn't talk to him until I went to college and had to fill out applications about, you know, your parents' history and all that. And that was a very strained conversation. But at that point, I realized Glenn had been the one parent in my life that had been the constant. He had taken care of me. And I will tell you examples. When I was growing up, I was a very sickly child. And some of with Carrie calling me a hypochondriac and all that, that is very hurtful to me, because from the time I was born until I was 12, I was in the hospital constantly with asthma, breathing issues and all that. And Glenn was the one, even though he had all these companies, he was rocking me in a rocking chair at night. He was going to the hospital with me, then going to work the next day. He was driving me to school. He was always the person that was the one caretaker and nurturer in my life. And so if I looked back at the time I changed my name, it was all because Glenn was the one parent that was the one that was constant and caring. Right. And nurturing.
So do you think Mama D was just trying to kind of jab you in the moment, or what do you think it was that kind of made her say that in the episode?
That is a mystery to me. I've had conversations with her. I don't understand it. It's very hurtful. It was embarrassing. And I said that it was very embarrassing to me, because she knows the one thing that I have had to overcome is that hurt in Dallas, people talking about that. And my dad's brother, his wife's daughter changed her name at 50. I changed mine a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just, and it wasn't for anything except for the fact that Glenn was who he was. And if I had been an opportunistic person, I would have kept it in Callaway, because Callaway Golf, hello. I mean,
Oh wait, is it the same Callaway Golf?
It's not, but it's spelled the same way. I could have written that tied, you know?
My last name's Pellegrino. I feel like everyone always thinks I'm related to the water. And I'm like, I sometimes think maybe I should just ride that out. I mean, I'm not.
Exactly. But I mean, I would have automatic name recognition, even if it wasn't true, if I had kept Callaway. So to me, I don't understand. And we have a serious sit down next week about it. My mother, as you know, she sticks to her guns and her story is her truth. I think she has a tendency of revisionist history with a lot of things. I did talk to some of her friends that do not want to be named, and they said, you know, that's not what our recollection is, but your mother has her own version. And I've had to look, Danny, at my mother's 8 years old, and I've had to look at, okay, do I want to break this relationship, have a broken relationship with her, or and fight for things just because I'm right about them? Or do I want to just continue on, let her win this one and move on and not let it mean that much to me? And this year, the biggest thing that's happened to me growth-wise is that I'm not letting things bother me as much. Now, this did, but the way I handle it in the next few weeks will be the real test.
I'm excited to watch it. You know, I love the relationship between you and Mama D. I think it's one of the most fascinating parts of the show. And so it's this week I was happy to get more of that dynamic because it's very interesting and I think relatable in a lot of ways for people who have different relationships with their parents. How are you guys now?
We're good. I am disappointed. I will be honest, going back, I'm very disappointed that she doubled down on that story instead of listening to me and having my recollection and saying, hey, maybe I didn't understand that correctly. No, she didn't do that. She doubles down. So we're okay. I don't know what's going to happen after the episode. I think there's a lot of other things to unpack when, you know, Cameron calls her a gold digger. She's not going to like that. Maybe she'll focus on that and not on me so much.
Yes. And I want to talk about the Brandy of it all, too, in the episode, because Brandy was like really digging in terms of religion and your journey with meditation. How did you take all of that after watching the episode?
So I was dealing with two huge things this week. I was dealing with my mom and then I was dealing with the Brandy situation. The Brandy situation really upset me because if you've watched the show for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, you've known Brandy to be one of those people that is very in tune with spirits, talks to ghosts. We went to a haunted house last year. That's not something in my comfort zone. We had a medium. We had a psychic. We actually had a Ouija board that I took a piece of cloth and covered. Because if you are raised in the Christian religion, I was raised Pentecostal Baptist, you do not mess with Ouija boards. That is like the portal to the opening to the devil. So I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want to see one. I was very uncomfortable with that, but I let her have her experience and didn't judge her for that. So judging me for meditation and then saying that I'm going outside of my Christian religion to find answers, that's not true. God gives us a brain. We choose how to use that. I am not a brainwashed person. I'm a person that's learning how to use my brain to make myself a better person. And so, in my opinion, meditation is just like prayer. It's just another word for it. I was disappointed, and you will see that continues on. I don't feel like I was treated fairly because I've always been there for Brandy. And then she keeps, you know, doubling down on Jesus in my house. And we do this in my house and Jesus and Jesus and Jesus. And
Jesus don't judge. Jesus. I mean, I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic grade school. I'm no longer practicing, but I don't think Jesus would judge. And furthermore, I'm a big proponent of meditation. So that was just so upsetting to me that she was labeling it as sort of devil's work. Because I do think meditation can be so helpful for so many in just taking some time away from your day and kind of centering yourself. So that was just so upsetting to me.
Two main things in the Bible you should focus on are love one another. Do not judge one another. God says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. If I'm going to judge, let me do it. It's not your right to judge.
You know, she announced that she's leaving next, or she's not going to be returning. Why did she announce that so soon? Because that's not customary when it comes to housewives. Usually there's either an announcement after the season ends or down the road. Do you know why that was?
I do not. I mean, what are your thoughts? Because I saw that and I thought maybe, and Carrie explained it on Watch What Happens Live, that she was just hormonal, having a bad day. I did reach out to her and I said, what do you want me to say? Because people are asking questions and I don't know how to handle this. And it's not my story to tell. And she didn't really respond about anything. So that's her story and she can reveal whatever she wants to reveal. I don't know, Danny. I just think maybe she's had a tough season because she was going to have a tough season anyway coming into it. And she had a baby. So that probably on top of it, you know, there's 4 little kids now. There's also dealing with this situation, the fallback of the racist video. And, you know, Brandy, I can separate Brandy as a friend from that video. We all have to offer forgiveness. And I think Tiffany gave her some great counseling and some great advice. But at the same time, I know she's having a lot of issues with that. So maybe that's what you know, that was about. But I don't know that she's leaving. She hadn't ever told me that she's leaving or anyone else. And I asked and I didn't get an answer. So I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. So it might not even be final. Maybe it was just a social media post thing.
Right. And I always say to people, you know, ask Bravo. They would know. They don't know. And I don't ask Bravo either. It's really none of my business. Okay. Whatever happens, happens. I got to worry about my house.
It's been frustrating to watch. You know, I don't care for Brandy on the show, and it's been frustrating, particularly with Tiffany. I love Tiffany, and to be honest, I've been so happy to see you sort of stick up for Tiffany in ways that I feel like the other cast members are not. As you're watching the season, are you finding it? Are you finding some of the other cast members not being very graceful to Tiffany?
I'm glad you're asking that because I wanted to straighten something out. My big miss as a friend of Tiffany's was last week. I felt so bad when I watched the episode at the dinner table because that was my chance to speak up for her and say, this doesn't make any sense. This is wrong because you can't, you know, Tiffany's not responsible for your feelings. And I let it go and didn't say anything. I think at the time, if I remember correctly, I was confused. We had obviously been drinking all day and I didn't want to, you know, step in and say something that didn't make sense. But at the same time, I was very upset at myself for not stepping up and saying something to Brandy at the dinner table. I did, as we walked back from jumping in the lake, said something to her and, you know, you got to see a part of it. But, and I think that because I have stood up for her, a lot of the women are not happy with me right now. I think Tiffany is exactly what we needed on the show because we needed, you know what Tiffany brings? She brings a learning and an understanding and an experience that I don't have, that Stephanie doesn't have, that Brandy doesn't have, that Cameron doesn't have. I mean, that Carrie, even though she's, you know, Latina, she doesn't have the same experience. So I've learned a lot from her this year because I was her friend before, but we never had these discussions about coming to the United States as a Chinese immigrant and how you were treated and made fun of and how you had to fight tooth and nail for everything you have. And I, like I said, I don't have those. My parents didn't put expectations on me to be the breadwinner. They knew better than that. I think that we missed a big opportunity learning from her and instead making her feel less than and also judging her in a way that wasn't fair. And I just wish you could have sat down and said, hey,
you were the only one who I think even said anything throughout the entire episode. And do you think, you mentioned the other women are upset with you for sort of sticking up for Tiffany. Do you think it's because they look like shit now that the season's airing and it's like, you're the only person who seems to have Tiffany's back in any way throughout all of these moments, you know, that are frustrating as a viewer to watch.
I do think that they believe in some way because I have Tiffany's back that I'm canceling them, which is not at all what I'm doing. I'm just understanding, looking at the whole picture, macro view, what this woman is bringing to the table and how I'm learning from it. And I have her back because at the end of the day, she's right. The biggest lesson we could learn from this year is to learn and to learn with compassion and understanding. And whether it be you don't want to eat a chicken foot because you don't like other people's food, or it be, you know, listening to this person who's trying to give you the benefit of the doubt and, you know, be open and honest and willing to have a friendship, but yet you're still, you know, having issues because you haven't dealt with what's inside of your heart. That's not about her. That's about you. And the reason I'm saying I'm feeling very iced out because, you know, I've texted a couple of girls for the last few days and silence, silence, silence. Tiffany, I talk a lot. So Tiffany's organizing a birthday dinner for me. But the only people that have called and, you know, wished me a birthday are Jen Davis and Tiffany. I mean, happy birthday. And that's very unusual because usually we do like a group text and send a gift and all that. And I just can say it's probably because they're upset with me about something. And I just wish they'd understand I'm not canceling anybody. I am standing up for my friend because it's the right thing to do.
Right. It's weird. I don't know if I'm sort of missing something, but to me, it seems so clear. And I know there was just a Vice article that came out. It was an interview. I think there was
I read that last night.
A portion of an interview with Tiffany. And then there was some sort of analysis of the season, and I wondered if any of the other women have been watching this season and noticing that. I mean, even the double standard when it comes to wealth, and I think Stephanie had sort of said something about Tiffany showing off her closet, but then we've seen video of Stephanie on Bravo TV showing off her closet, or the toilet thing. And it's like, just in last week's episode, we saw Cam talking about the price of her shoes, or sort of off the cuff mentioning. So it seems like a weird double standard, that it's like, well, everyone else can talk about money, but Tiffany mentions a toilet, and it's like, I don't know.
I also felt that way. And I felt it was very duplicitous to call out somebody when, you know, look, we're on a housewife show. People want to see your closet. They want to see your expensive toilets. They want to see your shoes, your Birkin handbags. That's the way it goes. I mean, and we all know that. So to call someone out for being gauche about that, when you know that's what's expected, that's what the viewers want to see. They want to see the aspirational lifestyle. Okay. They may not have that beautiful closet that's designed after, you know, the Fendi store. They might not have the access to the private jet. They may not have their own winery, but they want to see that when they turn on the show and see women living a certain way, because it's exciting and it's different. So I just, you know, that was hard for me as well, because I just thought Tiffany also is somebody that didn't grow up with wealth, just like my mother, and is excited about having these things. I mean, she's like a kid in a candy store because she finally has access to this, and she's worked really hard. She did marry well, of course, but, you know, why are you going to falter about that? That's, you know, so did everybody else on this show. Everybody on this show is married to an inheritor, except for probably Brandy.
Right. Yeah, I found it very frustrating to watch, and we can move on from that. But I think it's great that you've been sort of there for Tiffany, and I hope we see Tiffany again, because it's sort of alluded in that Vice article I mentioned that she might not return. And I hope she does. I think the show is better for having her. That's my personal opinion. May other people, of course, may disagree, but
I think we'll have to see kind of how reunion goes, and how, you know, she'll weigh the pros and cons. And I hope that she would come back, and I hope that people would give her more acceptance and love and understanding. But, and I hope they give that to me too, because it doesn't really matter if it's Tiffany or it's Carrie or it's Cameron, whoever it is. If it was happening to any of my friends on this show, I would have the same response. I would stand up for what is right. And that's always what I've done. I've always stood up for what's right. And it's not necessarily popular. I'm always kind of on an island, but I do what's right. And that's the bottom line.
Icons, if you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic. What happened with Jen? So Jen sort of like on the periphery, was she supposed to be a bigger part of the season?
She was, from my understanding, because she came on as a friend of Cameron's, she was a housewife. And then I believe she had some personal issues with her life, with her husband. And that was a little too much to handle, plus filming a reality show. There's a lot of stress and pressure, as you know, and then having a lot of personal issues and a little child. It was probably mentally for her health not the best to kind of bring all that to light, you know, especially your first time. I mean, your first time's hard enough, but then having to talk about some very uncomfortable things. You know, my first year, I remember I was kind of like eased into it and it wasn't that hard. Now it got hard for me second, third year. But the first year is usually you're trying to get your feet wet and figure out what's happening and how you're going to navigate this and where your friendships lie.
Was there anything really juicy with the other women in Jen that we aren't going to see because of that you can share? I know you probably can't share, but
I can't share it. I mean, you probably seen it all online. So, okay. You know, all of it revolved around me. So,
Oh, interesting. I didn't even
but
know
I can't
that.
Share. That's a Bravo question. I mean, you know, we're fine now. We've been on walks together and, but there were some, salacious things that happened. And, so, you know,
oh, now I got to go look online. I got to talk about the Darren of it all. Deandra, was he spitting in your nose or what was he doing with the,
I love that question. Happening? No. So I wish I had one here because I have my own rapé instrument, but it's an instrument that's like it can be made out of horn or wood or whatever. And you put rapé, which is a sacred tobacco, in the bottom or in the top. And then somebody blows it into your nose because it hits you like that. And so it gives you a little bit of a head rush and then it makes you calm down. And it's really good for meditation. It's good for relaxation. So that's what that is. There's different kinds of rapé. There's rapés that hit you here. There's rapés that hit you here. There's different reasons for using rapé: anxiety, sleep. You know, they're just all kinds of rapé. So that's what he was doing. And I have my own rapé instruments in my house, and I do it to myself now if I need it.
You know, I think it's been great. You've been talking about meditation. Like I said, I'm a big proponent of it, and I think it can help anyone. And I don't make the connection between religion and meditation. I think I use this app called Headspace that I think is great guided meditation, but I think it's helpful for anyone in any situation.
That's what I use too. I use Headspace as well.
Oh, it's the best.
I love Headspace.
I wonder if Darren, he didn't see this week's episode yet, or you haven't probably talked to him because we're recording this just a day before it airs. But I'm curious what Darren's going to think.
He's not going to like it. Yeah. I believe I did send it to him and I haven't looked at my email this morning to see if he's upset, but people, when they decide to do reality TV, they got to understand that it's going to be entertaining and you're not going to look like baby Jesus the whole time. That's not the way reality TV works. They're going to show good and bad and you know, positives and negatives. And because it's funny and that's what people want to see. So I don't know how he feels. I have a feeling he did send me a message last week and was saying, you know, when you're answering questions, make sure that you're focusing on the spiritual work and not on the hairdressing thing. Cause he doesn't want people to think about that and lose his credibility, because a lot of people that are shamans, and I've worked with, this is not my first foray into the shaman world, by the way. They also have other jobs, because a lot of times healers aren't going to have a full-time job as a healer to support all their bills. And so whether you do hair or, you know, whether you work at a grocery store or whether you have a multi-million dollar company and you're still, you know, healing. I've been a healer myself my whole life, but I never shared that with anyone. I had this amazing gift of healing from a young child, and I can pray for people and things happen. So, but I don't make that my profession. If somebody comes to me and they want to be prayed for, I will do that for them. I just don't really that's not my profession. You know, so same with Darren. I think the respect, I think he feels probably a little disrespected by people because they're looking at the hairdresser aspect and not the shaman aspect. But he's been a friend of mine for 25 years. He did my hair and makeup when I was a model at Kim Dawson years and years ago. That's how I met him. And I didn't even know he was a shaman. And then we started talking about 25 years of his trips to Peru. I met him again. And that's how he came into my life because I was talking to a CBD company that was working with him. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, I'm interested in talking to him. I'm having some problems in my life. And it was very comforting to me to know that he had a history with me. And so I didn't have to explain from the very beginning.
I have a friend who before the pandemic had gone to Peru, and I know shamans obviously do different types of work, but my friend did ayahuasca, and I don't know, it just came to mind. Had you done ayahuasca before? Twice. How did it go? Yes. Okay. Tell me what it was like.
I did it twice. I'm going back again to Peru, by the way. It's getting ready to open. So my plan is to go in June. And I'll do probably a whole week of ayahuasca. So that means you drink one day, you take a day off, drink one day, take a day off, drink one day, take a day off. And my reason for doing it is totally for healing. I have issues, physical issues we talked about a little bit. You see on the show, you know, I just had a full ankle replacement and COVID. So that's something because ayahuasca cleans you out as well. It cleans out all kinds of toxins and parasites and viruses. So I will go and do that. But yes, the first time I did it was about a nurturing healing aspect because I went in and I had all this list of things. Okay, I want this, this, and this. When I went in and I got my cup, it was just, I don't want any of that. I just want, I want a mom, a nurturing mom, because my mom and I have this contentious kind of relationship and I wanted that nurturing kind of feeling. And it gave me a warm, fuzzy, comforting feeling. The second time I went in, it was not as easy. I have a problem with control. My mother also is a control freak. I know this about me. So it's called Mother Ayahuasca. So Mother Ayahuasca gave me an experience where I felt very out of control. And it was so scary. It was like I was laying in a coffin and there was a hand right here and I couldn't breathe. But what I learned from that is I just had to let go. I just kept saying, I surrender, and I got through it without freaking out. Now, the first time I didn't throw up until the very end. The second time I had it coming out of the other end of my body. But it's going to come out somewhere, you know. But both times, I'm glad I did it. And I know usually when you drink ayahuasca, you don't drink it one time. You've got to do several times to get the layers of gunk out of your body and out of your life. There's also other medicines in the Amazon. I don't know if you've heard of Combo and Bufo, Ibogaine. There's so many different things for different people, for different things you need in your life. And I'm open to everything that I can do to heal my body and heal my spirit and my soul. And it doesn't mean that I'm not a Christian because I'm doing this. It just means I was made aware of another healing modality.
I would like to see you do ayahuasca on camera. I want to see it on
I have brought that up. Honestly, I did bring that up this year because working with Darren, I wanted to go to Peru as our cast trip, but of course everything shut down. And I would go to Peru on our cast trip and do it on camera. I mean, I know that it's crazy to watch and all the stuff that happens, but at the same time, it's my journey and I'm sharing my journey and my life every year. So why not? Right. I'm not saying it would happen because I think that it would be one of those things where there would be a lot of liability with the network. So.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll do it with a group on my own. I mean, didn't Gwyneth Paltrow's her group went and did it and documented it? A lot of people have. Yeah. And my husband documented. He did a documentary with PTSD veterans drinking black ayahuasca. And that was very scary for him. He didn't drink. He just watched and he documented it.
It's very fascinating. I've seen a few documentaries on it, and I think it's very interesting. I want to talk about Carrie, your relationship. We saw some trouble with you guys at the lake. How are you guys doing now? Or how are you?
I mean, I think we're better. We have not really, we kind of texted off to watch what happens live. We haven't really spoken that much. I don't know, to be honest with you, I really don't know. I have the opportunity to do some trunk shows coming up and I was going to invite her to see if she wanted to do that. I don't know. You know, I don't know, Danny. I think we have different views of friendship and there's a lot in that it's been expected of me and I'm probably not, I'm not a person that calls you every day and talks for, you know, an hour or 15 minutes or 20. I just don't do that. I'm not that kind of person. I've never been that kind of person. So I have my best friends that I've had since I was 12 years old, 15, and then my college roommates, which were on a group text I talk to every day. And I have my same friends I've had my whole life. I mean, there's really not much change in my life with my friend groups. But I'm not a type of person that has the time to talk on the phone every single day and rehash every single thing about my life or, you know, but I do, what I do feel like is wrong. I did every time I would talk to Carrie, and I made a big effort because she was saying that I wasn't a close friend. So I did call. And I set an alarm on my phone to call her. Okay. Because that way I knew I was going to do it every week and I wasn't going to miss it. So I set the alarm. I'd be like, okay, today's the day I call Carrie and check in with her. And when I called her, I was asking about her family, her Eduardo, her kids, all those things. She chose not to tell me. That's her business. But then to then throw that back on me is I don't know because I'm not doing it is not true. That's where I had issue with it being called selfish. Everyone that knows me, has known me for years, knows how generous I am, how thoughtful and caring I am. I mean, I write everyone a thank you note. I give everyone a Christmas gift. I do, you know, birth everything all the time just to know that I'm thinking of you. I may not call you every day, but that's not my love language.
Right.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Can I ask, what are you looking to get out at the reunion? Are there specific things you're really looking to go in there and clear up or fix?
I think I'm looking to clear up the misconception of that I'm not a good friend, number one. That people can be good friends and be different types of people. That I will definitely be there for Tiffany because she needs my support. I don't want her on an island. I've been on an island for several years at a reunion and I like that. It feels horrible to be on an island and it feels horrible to have everyone attack you and you don't even know why they're attacking you because you weren't even fighting during the show. So that's happened to me in season two, which was season three. So, you know, that was my worst reunion. I've never even looked at that reunion. I have PTSD from it. So, in fact, I asked Brandy, I kept asking her, what happened? She goes, well, you were there. I go, Brandy, I don't remember any of it. It was all PTSD because at the time, the other couch, all three were attacking me and two of them I didn't even know I had a problem with. So I was in total shock. So if that happens to her, I want to be there for her and hold her up and not let her just sit there and walk, you know, and just, you know, paddle like furiously in the water, you know, treading water. That's not fair. You got to have somebody in your corner. Right. When I feel she's wrong, I will say, no, Tiffany, I don't think that's right. When somebody, you know, is wrong, I'll do the same thing. I think the biggest thing I'm going to have is talking about my mother and the issues that happened with my mother again. And also with regards to Brandy, there's more to come with Brandy and myself throughout the season.
My theory, can I just interrupt you for a second? My theory is that Brandy sort of made that announcement that she's not coming back because maybe she knew that she was going to have a bad second half of the season. Maybe that's just me being a crazy conspiracy theorist, but that was my theory.
You know, I had that question in my head too, but then she's made all these announcements for many years and then she comes back. So it's like, okay, I don't know if it's a, I don't want to say publicity sub, but you know, I don't know.
But maybe it's best if she steps away from the show. If this is how, you know,
if it's hurting her, anytime something's hurting you or affecting your life in such a way that you are suicidal or you think about ending your life when you have four little children, then obviously that's not healthy. And Brandy has a lot of talent. She's got a lot of things in her life, but she also has four little children to raise. I mean, I don't have four little kids that I have to look over and raise and be responsible for every day. That to me is the biggest thing is that I think she probably just wants to focus on that. But I know we'll have a lot, unfortunately, at reunion. And unfortunately, I say because I didn't didn't really feel it was justified, the aggression against me.
Right. Anything else you want to clear up before I let you go? I have just a couple more questions after this, but anything else in terms of Dallas that you want to clear up?
You know, I think I'll just keep my mouth shut. There's been some things over the years, and unfortunately, I think I've been misperceived because of different people. And I want you to know that, but I don't have anything bad to say about anybody. I just feel like that people perceive me in an incorrect way, and it was unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, I think I myself was very hard on you in previous seasons, and I wasn't really a big fan. And this season, I'm really enjoying you. I've been really honest on the show. I've been enjoying. And when your PR had reached out initially, I was like, I don't know if it's a good fit to have you on. And then as I watch more of the season, I feel like you've really grown so much, or maybe we're just seeing a different side of you this season. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but.
I think you are seeing a different side because I'm not dealing with the same issues. And I know you didn't like me at all. And I was actually worried about coming on here today, but I thought, well, maybe if I come on, then he can see me in a different light, because a lot of times when you're one-on-one with someone, you kind of see, maybe they're not that way. And a TV show is a TV show, and a person is a person, you know? Right. So, but I thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. I've always admired your perspective, even though you didn't like me or entitled to that perspective. And I admired it, and I listened to your perspective. So I just want you to know that. I have a lot of respect for you. So
thank you. You know, I had, I was worried too about you coming on, because there was one time years ago that you had said something on Twitter about me that made me feel a little uncomfortable. And I'm not a confrontational person at all. So if I ever feel like something could be confrontational, I just like run away.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we got to chat.
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
There's two questions I do ask every guest that I got to ask you. The first is your favorite Mariah Carey song. And then also, if you were choosing People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, you can't choose Jeremy, although Jeremy is sexy too. But who would you choose?
What is my favorite Mariah Carey song? Oh, my Lord. probably the Christmas one.
Hey, it's a classic. It's a classic.
It's kind of sexy. It's kind of sexy when she says, "All I want for Christmas is you," or whatever. You know, I love that one.
I love it.
And then Sexiest Man Alive. Oh, definitely I answer that. Jason Momoa.
Oh, so sexy.
I mean,
so
Aquaman, sexy. And you won't believe this. Okay. Just funny story about that. I was at a barbecue competition this weekend because I love to cook. So I'm trying to kind of go around to different cooking competitions. And this guy comes up to me and goes, "I'm from Iowa. And you know who went to school with me? Jason Momoa." I'm like, oh, because we're really good friends. I'm like, well, now I'm going to embarrass myself because I always talk about him when people ask me, you know, what's your one crush or what's the one hall pass? It's him.
I mean, he's like disgustingly beautiful, like almost with the eyes, it's like a lot. And the whole family is too, because he's married, you know, Lenny Kravitz is, yes. The whole family is gorgeous. DeAndra, thank you so much for taking the time. And hopefully we'll get to chat again soon. Good luck at the reunion. And I look forward to watching the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, DeAndra. Take care.